Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard. Happy Tuesday to you, North America. The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour lunar eclipse limbo. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York, broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Motown to Mobile, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. Hey, you're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios when you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it. Rocket Ken. How are we doing, everybody? We appreciate you being with us. It is a trash Tuesday. What is it that's bugging you? Who is it that's under your skin? We are venting about it today on the show. So hit me up on the phones with said trash at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Or on Twitter, follow me and tweet at me there who or what it is that's bugging you. At DA on CBS. Yesterday, we had a bit of a heated discussion. We tend to do so when it comes to Brad Stevens around here. Two very distinct camps inside the DA show's walls. Those pro-bro Stevens, those con-bro Stevens. And AB gets a little bent out of shape when I go con-bro Stevens. So we're going to have Cedric Maxwell join us on the show. He's an all-time Celtics great, had his number retired by the Celtics, hanging in the rafters, was the MVP of the 1981 NBA Finals. That was Larry Bird's first championship, and Maxwell took home the MVP award. So it's going to be good to have him on the show. We'll talk Brad Stevens. We'll talk the Celtics' chances of the Eastern Conference Finals, which starts tonight. We'll talk about the matchup against the Heat and much, much more. We'll talk NBA playoffs with him coming up here in hour number four. We'll do our trashes next hour on the program. We'll talk about this Drew Brees story where Brees hinted at potentially coming back to play now that he got dumped by NBC Sports. The Lions have absolutely zero primetime kicks this NFL season. And Tom Brady's rolling around on a bicycle without a helmet in New York City. We also will talk the Deshaun Watson situation as the investigation is coming to a close. Ultimately, the NFL will speak to Deshaun Watson this week to try to get closure on his situation. Plus, soundcheck coming up in 20 minutes, including a brand new John Sterling classic. All of that coming up this morning here on the program. But we begin in the NBA, where yesterday, Timberwolves defensive menace, Patrick Beverley, went off. He did what they call the ESPN car wash, which means you go from show to show, studio to studio, using a million different situations, ultimately to talk about the same thing and to fill content. And what Patrick Beverley did yesterday was take a howitzer and aim it directly at Chris Paul. Beverley just went in on Chris Paul time and time and time again on every platform, on every show, with every host and co-host he was talking to. He absolutely blasted Chris Paul for being lackadaisical on defense, that he can't guard anybody anymore. He also went in on CP3 that he's overrated, that he's always been overrated, that he also gets every call, that he should have fouled out of Game 7 of the NBA's second round. He says everybody in the NBA knows that Chris Paul's no good. It's only the outside world that doesn't realize it. And Beverly just wouldn't stop. Quote, he can't guard. He literally can't guard. He can't. Everyone knows that. Everybody in the NBA knows that. In the summertime, you got a traffic cone, you make a move, and what does that cone do? He's a cone, man. He's a cone. Everyone knows that. Stop playing. Everyone knows it. Y'all don't want to accept that. That's just part of what Patrick Beverley laid into about Chris Paul. He said that he never gets the benefit of the calls, but Chris Paul does. He went on and on about how he can't guard anybody, how he's overrated. He says, give him that Ben Simmons slander. Give him that Ben Simmons slander. He said, what do I do the night before I play Chris Paul? Do I go to bed at 10 p.m.? Hell no. But if I'm playing Steph Curry tomorrow, I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock. I'm telling my girl, I'm telling my parents, don't call me. If I'm playing Chris Paul tomorrow, I'm going out for a steak the night before. He just kept attacking and attacking to the point where guys around the NBA were like, whoa, what's going on here? Matt Barnes said it was completely disrespectful and that he was way out of pocket. Dame Lillard took to Twitter and said, what did CP ever do to you? Bra's acting on TV like his word is law, speaking on private convos, preying on dude's downfall. This weird behavior, I'm shaking my head. I ain't got a horse in the race. So people just couldn't believe that Beverly just kept coming after Chris Paul the day after he was eliminated yet again before a championship. So what to make of why Beverly just took it on himself to incessantly trash a living legend? Well, Avery Johnson coached and played in the NBA. He joined CBS Sports HQ yesterday. It's where we begin. Your cold open.
He just didn't play well over the last week. Can we also just give Dallas and their coaching staff and their players credit for really attacking Chris Paul when he was on the defensive end, for slowing him down on the offensive end? Did we hear this about Chris Paul when he was 14 in that closeout game against the Pelicans? Where was the disrespect from Patrick Beverley in that situation? So, yes, he's not the same player he was. I played 16 years in the NBA, and I retired at 39. I wasn't the same player at 37 than I was when I was at 27. It happens. But to disrespect this man like this, I think this is just piling up.
Chris Paul has played the game long enough, and, you know, I understand he had the two old leagues, but it's not always on him. But the coach and the point guard gets most of the blame, or the superstar gets most of the blame. So it comes with the territory. Last night, it just didn't look like he had it. Like he was exhausted. Like I said, it was putting pressure on him, making him play defense. and he just looked like his legs were shot. That's just my opinion.
I don't believe it!
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, Park Grundy!
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes!
It's your cold open.
Again, you just heard Avery Johnson, former NBA point guard and head coach on CBS Sports HQ. And then that was also the voice of Chris Childs, 10-year NBA point guard who joined us on the show yesterday here on the DA show on CBS Sports Radio. There's history here between Patrick Beverley and Chris Paul. Patrick Beverley and Chris Paul missed one another in Los Angeles by 1 year. 1 year. So maybe there was residual resentment that Beverley sensed in the locker room when he got there. But also, they played one another in the playoffs. And remember, it was actually perhaps Chris Paul's biggest collapse ever. 2015, Beverly's on the Rockets. Chris Paul's on the Clippers. The Clippers have a 3-1 series lead and blow it in the second round. Rockets win game 5, 6, and 7. Now, Beverly was not actually playing in the playoffs that year. Beverly had injured his wrist during the season, but was obviously part of a team that witnessed and helped create this overwhelming specter in Chris Paul's career where he collapses in the playoffs 5 different times. Chris Paul is at a 2-0 series lead, and his team has been eliminated. In this case, it was a 3-1 series lead. His team was eliminated. So perhaps inside that locker room in Houston, they were chirping about Chris Paul and knowing that they had Chris Paul, or they had a Paul-led team where they wanted him, no matter what that series was at. I think, but at the end of the day, there's something else at play here. Perhaps Patrick Beverley is the wrong messenger on this, because Beverley is obviously offensively challenged. He's a role player. Ultimately, he's replaceable in many ways. And he's going after a guy who's one of the greatest point guards ever, who's a top 50 player of all time, who's been an all-defensive player multiple times. He's been a first-team All-NBA, and he's going to the Hall of Fame. So a guy that's a Tier C going after a Tier A is a little weird. But I think that there is a motive here. I think the first motive is there's a lot of guys in the NBA that probably look at Chris Paul as a fraud in this way. Paul might give off vibes of a good guy, but a lot of people behind the scenes know that Chris Paul is very calculated and not always in a positive way. He's been a representative for the union. He has also been a bit of a locker room politician. He can be pretty cutthroat behind the scenes. He's not always happy-go-lucky despite State Farm commercials. And I think that his persona publicly is, quote, good guy. And that behind the scenes, not so much, more cutthroat. And so I think Beverley can't say that, so he's lashing out at Chris Paul's resume. And now that Chris Paul's 37 years old, about how he can't do what he once did. I think the other part of this is Patrick Beverley is obviously angling for an analyst job. Yesterday was a pretty strategic day to be on TV crushing Chris Paul. It wasn't 2 weeks ago when they had a 2-0 series lead. It wasn't 3 days ago when it was still 3-2 Suns. And it wasn't last year when he was in the NBA Finals. It was the day after they had been eliminated in a Game 7 and Chris Paul had played like crap. Now, maybe this was scheduled already, but I have a hard time believing that yesterday Patrick Beverley, had the Suns won Game 7 and blown out the Mavs, was going to spend 3 hours on ESPN absolutely annihilating Chris Paul. It was a moment where he knew I'm getting attention. I've got the microphone. Paul just wilted, and I am using this platform. And I think that Beverly knew that was a tryout. That was a full-day tryout at ESPN to be Kendrick Perkins, to be Matt Barnes, to be Kenny Smith, to be any of these dudes that weren't superstars that get to now have the platform to just, you know, opine all day long. And, hey, Beverly likes to be the guy that thinks he's the tell-the-truth dude, and he was going to use that platform yesterday. So I think there was some truth to it. I think there's an internal resentment that Beverly might have for stars in general because he's not one of those guys. He's not one of the pretty boys. And then also I think maybe there's more people in the NBA that don't like Chris Paul than do, or than that at least we know. But also, Beverly knew what he was doing. This is my day to crush Chris Paul, to get clicks, to get headlines, because I'm looking for this job because my career is about 5 minutes away from ending. 855-212-4CBS on Twitter, DA on CBS. Jeremy Lin had tweeted, "Dang, I really hope CP3 gets a title before he retires. He deserves one. Hashtag legend." And Beverly quote tweeted, "What you mean deserve? Why does he deserve it more?" And again, maybe that's the part that some of the guys in the NBA bristle at with Chris Paul, that a lot of people say, man, wish Chris Paul would win a championship. He deserves it. And people in the NBA are like, what do you mean deserves it? He's had great teams and collapsed. How does he deserve it any more than anybody else? Which is not wrong. Chris Paul's had great teams. 1 seeds, 2 seeds, 3 seeds. Best record of the NBA that haven't made it to the NBA Finals. Choked away 2-0 or 3-1 series leads and didn't hoist a banner. He's had his chances. When we come back here on the show, it's a little bit like Aaron Rodgers. It's like, does he deserve a second title? You know, it would certainly fulfill the resume more, but he's had his chances in the NFL playoffs, and all of the exits haven't been just the defense or the coach's fault. So he's had a hand in those. So saying he deserves it, it's like, eh. When we come back on the show, we've got your best audio of the day in soundcheck. Kyrie saying Kyrie things. Steph Curry is fired up ahead of the Western Conference Finals. And,
you know, Susan.
DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right, and remember that the show is available in podcast form. You can use this show as your daily podcast, a little over 1 hour as your best of every single day, or the entire show available as well. You simply go to your favorite podcast platform, bing, bing, bong, 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 type in The DA Show. That's easy, right? And you get the entire feed of all of our content. We begin with Kyrie Irving because what podcast hasn't he been on recently? The season ended. Instead of going dark, laying low, maybe just kind of rebooting, recalibrating after a dramatic season where he was in the crosshairs all year long about will he play, won't he play, vaccination status, part-time, full-time, no time. Kyrie's just been on a whirlwind tour of talking. So here he is on the I Am Athlete podcast / show talking about his Cavs days.
If I was in the same maturity level I am now and understanding who I am, and I look back on that time then, we definitely would have won more championships together because there would have been a better man-to-man understanding about what I'm going through. I didn't know how to share my emotions. I didn't know how to do that. So instead of sharing, I isolated myself. Mm. And I just started pouring myself more into the game of basketball. And I had one of my better seasons, but I wasn't connecting with everybody as much during our championship year. So in 2017, it was a different year for us.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think we all know now that when you look at Kyrie, you think about maturity, think about stability, think about being a team leader.
Oh my god.
I think we all know how far Kyrie has come in terms of, you know, being a rock for an organization. Consistency, availability, openness, communication, maturity. I mean, really, when you look at Kyrie today, you're like, now that's a grown-up right there.
What are you doing? Oh my god. Go back to Cleveland. Oh my god. Boston hates you. Oh my god.
See, right there, that's the sentiments of a truly polished professional that has learned from maturation how to communicate properly.
Oh my god.
What you're looking for from your leaders is exactly that. I mean, how many times have we seen LeBron sit on a video game platform, have a microphone on Twitch, and crush his, quote, haters?
You at home?
Oh, wait a second. That wasn't Bill Russell? That wasn't Magic? That wasn't Kareem? Huh. Wow. All those times Michael Jordan sat on Nintendo and mic'd himself up and just obliterated all his, quote, haters around the country.
Oh, Kyrie, you suck.
You're missing this again, old man. You can't understand this. He's a leader because he understands how to get to the audience.
Uh-huh.
And he gets to the audience by doing it on the video game platform.
Got it.
With the funny impersonation.
Hey, what are you doing at home?
If he speaks like an adult through proper channels, he might not get the message to those who need to hear it, but they're listening in this form, so mission accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kyrie.
What are you doing at home? Are you going to Cancun?
I think that everybody inside the Nets organization looks at Kyrie and goes, that's the mature individual that we can count on. Back in the Cleveland days, not so much, but today, now we know we can count on that guy. By the way, the Kyrie Snagglepuss, Hanna-Barbera, Mr. Magoo voice is never going to not get old. We can play that until the end of time, which I hope we do.
Oh, you're doing it at home. You going to Cancun?
Because that's going to be amazing every day here on out. In fact, Mraz just found this today. I guess Shep put this in the system last night.
Yeah, I thought this was brand new. I had no idea this existed. I totally missed this last week, and Shep had it as the second cut he put in last night.
So we did this last Wednesday. I remember specifically Wednesday because you were doing the writer's show. So Caserta was in, and that was the Connor day as well. So we've been doing this for nearly a week now, and Shep just put it in the system.
We're good. Boston hates you.
Was Shep on vacation last week, too? Was just Shep, and he's on a week delay.
It's hard to say.
Shep's out. It says D. Shepherd. Somebody could have been on his account, but I'm gonna assume that Shep put in something brand new.
Oh, my God. The Brooklyn Nets exit stage left even.
I guess we'll see if we get a Shep column on Kyrie's Twitch this
where
week.
Where are you? Are you at home?
Are you at home? Mr. Magoo, were you at home? Home? We got a montage on this? Oh, yeah. Let's play the Hanna-Barbera montage.
Oh, Kyrie, what are you doing at home?
When them engines hear the name, a Huckleberry Hound.
Where are you? Are you at home?
Couldn't have done any better with a can opener.
Good. Boston hates you.
The cage door is open. A jar even.
Good.
Are you sure they are just little forest creatures?
Oh, are you doing it at home? Are you going to Cancun?
My faithful nostrils tell me there's food above.
Oh, Kyrie, what are you doing at home?
Oh, Charlie, now stop that sulking around. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
Oh, are you doing it at home? Are you going to Cancun?
So exit. Stage left.
Kyrie Irving and the Saturday Morning All-Stars. The leaders that you need in your locker room. So Steph Curry's getting ready for the Western Conference Finals, of course. And a reporter asks him about being a great two-way player, which infers that he doesn't only care about offense, but also he's a great defensive player. Something that's rarely said about Steph Curry. And Curry is fired up.
Hey, Steph. Being the two-way player that you are, you know, on both ends, when you're looking at film, when you're looking at film.
Hey, Raymond, you got
good job. Thanks for, you worded that. That's not exactly what I emailed you, but close.
Yes, keep going.
When you look at that film, you know, try to figure out a game plan. Do you look at the offensive side of the ball or defense first?
Yeah, I think it's
well, you know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
I appreciate you trying to set me up, but you know the answer to that question.
And during this whole process, Steph Curry is pumping his fist, smiling ear to ear, like, yeah, I'm a two-way player. Here's Steph Curry's career accolades. NBA MVP, NBA All-Star, All-Star Game MVP, All-First Team, All-Second Team, two-time scoring champion, scoring leader for the NCAA's 2009 season, player of the year in the SoCon, NBA three-point contest champ. You know what's not on there? All defense. There's no all defense teams for Steph Curry. So two-way player. And finally, last night of the Yankees radio network, you gotta love our friend John Sterling. Mraz on the Thought Journal.
Corona premieres.
In the ninth inning of yet another Yankees win over the Orioles, Josh Donaldson at the plate, and if you are driving around and have no idea what's going on with the screen in front of you, once again, your loss.
The 1-0 is hit in the air to right center and deep. Oh, way back goes Santander. That ball is off the wall or gone. It hit, I think, off the back wall and came back over the right center field wall. That's Josh. My gosh. He homers to right center, and the Yankees take a 5-1 lead.
So can you just interpret this for me, Mraz, because you talk Sterling. This went off the wall, but the back wall? But it's a home run? What's the back wall?
So it went over the wall, hit the back of the bullpen wall, bounced back. That was the way I understood it if I watched this properly. And Sterling, I think, is protecting himself like I'm trying to protect my voice. I think he's giving too many home run calls, getting killed for them that don't go out and don't get caught. So I think now he's being extra cautious and missing the actual home runs that bounce off back walls.
Okay, so let's play this again. See when, if you were driving around or you had this on the porch or you had this on the back deck or something, think about when you would finally know what actually occurred, which is a Josh Donaldson home run.
The 1-0 is hit in the air to right center and deep. Oh, way back goes Santander. That ball is off the wall or gone. It hit, I think, off the back wall and came back over the right center field wall. That's Josh. My gosh. He homers to right center, and the Yankees take a 5-1 lead.
Sterling actually got to the catchphrase before he said the play's result, which was home run.
20 seconds in.
It's deep. He thinks it's off the wall. It's off the back wall. It came back. Josh, by gosh, it's a home run. Oh, okay.
So I, too, speak, John, and Susan, D.A., and normally when there's the crack of the bat and then some kind of exclamation from Susan, that's your first clue as a home run. And there was an when she hit, when Donaldson hit it. So that one you know is going at least 425.
Okay.
However,
okay,
I did just pull this up, and the ball goes over the right center field fence. There's a gap between that fence and the front of the stand. So it goes over the wall, short hops that back wall, comes back into the right fielder's glove, hence all hell breaking loose.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only thing that can make this better is if John gets it totally wrong and Susan has to whisper, he caught it.
Yeah. But there were a lot of clues. Donaldson dropped his bat, knew it right away. The pitcher hung his head, knew it right away. I mean, it did not go 13 rows deep.
He was rounding the bases.
Everyone knew this was a home run.
He's usually so quick on the trigger, though. That's the thing. He's protecting himself now. He doesn't want to get caught calling caught balls home runs.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just look for the cues on the field of what the play is.
Touching home plate.
Like the hitter dropping the bat and casually strolling around the bases.
Right.
Or the pitcher hanging his head. Or the hitter coming all the way around and touching home plate.
Or the screen bouncing around saying home run.
Or the screen.
Scoreboard change.
Home run. Or the umpire doing the home run signal with his finger. So then you just look for cue.
Might be fireworks.
Line score.
Yeah.
And this comes after earlier in the game where Jose Trevino hit his first home run as a Yankee, and he had zero call prepared, even though he's been on the team for 6 weeks.
Gran Trevino! All right, that's your sound check.
Hash a go go.
You know, it's going to be really, really sad when John's no longer calling games because, A, we don't have this entertainment, and, B, there will be a part of me that wonders if we helped push him out.
Not if we helped push Zanaboni in.
Yeah.
Mara's Fat Journal.
Well, Zanaboni would be a good one for one, but I'm not sure the Yankees are going the Zanaboni route. But I'm going to worry that the day that Sterling retires, we're not going to have sound check clips for 75% of our mornings.
As long as Shep and Jody Mack are employed, yes, we will.
And secondly, I can't help but wonder if we would have had some hand in that because...
Oh, I think John's got his own hand going on here.
Okay. You don't think that we're telling fibs out of school? Is that what they call it?
I think there's this thing called Twitter now that might be forcing John along quicker than us.
Well, it's just that we reside in the same building as the decision makers on that job. I mean, I guess it's ultimately a Yankees call, right? It's not our boss's call. It's a Yankees call.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's collaborative, but I think ultimately the Yankees give that final stamp.
Okay, so hopefully Hank or Hal doesn't have us on inside the...
One is dead.
Oh, right. Okay, so which is the one that's
another mistaken death on the DA show?
Well, he did say or. He caught himself.
Yeah, it was one of the two.
He guessed which one was alive. Hal is alive.
Right, right. Hal's alive.
Hank no longer with us.
So let's hope that Hal doesn't have us on in the office.
Let's hope Hank's not sitting to your right.
That's terrible.
We have a stunt coming up?
What was worse, that one or when... I jumped the gun on Bob Barker.
It's always gonna be Bob Barker.
Bob Barker is that's my golden bar of getting somebody's death wrong.
Yeah. You had Bob Barker and Heller thought Staub hit the box at 23.
23. The best clip ever is Brett Heller saying, and Rusty Staub has passed away at the age of 23. We're like, that's not right.
But a sad note, Rusty Staub has died at the age of 23.
How did he even write that? How did he explain himself?
He was as old as Luka Doncic. And yet had a 15-year baseball career.
A true Renaissance man.
He came up from the minors and made his debut at 4 years old. I had Bob Barker in a box. That was wrong of me.
But at least at the proper age.
Bob Barker wasn't Bob Barker before Truth or Consequences becomes a successful game show host. Then they hire him for The Price is Right and becomes arguably the greatest game show host ever.
Okay.
They didn't just pluck him out of a two-bit acting studio.
Thank you.
He was built up through the years to finally get to the throne of The Price is Right. And now we just think anybody can host Jeopardy?
Yes.
Former football player, an actress, maybe a this or a that. I mean, come on. Former contestant. Bob Barker's got juice. God rest his soul. Bob Barker.
Whoa.
You know, that guy had the goods to be a great game show host.
That's tough to hear.
I need the setup.
The God rest his soul.
That was there. A journey like Canadian bacon.
That was. Lines, yeah.
It was.
Now
Bob
you know
Barker's
how we feel.
Got juice. Or had, God rest his soul.
That's 1 1/4 oinks on the death notice.
That was one meandering journey. Bob, 98. Still with us. But that.
Price was right.
Bitch. Bogues has our headlines.
Well, that Sterling highlight came from a Yankees 6-2 win in Baltimore. The Bombers have now taken 19 of 22 to reach 26-9
division
overall,
over
the third best 35 game start.
Division
in
over,
team
huh?
History.
May 17th?
The only other four teams or the last four teams to have the same start they have at a certain amount of games won the World Series.
Okay. All right. Care to put something on it?
On a World Series or
no,
the
no,
division?
No, just win the division.
What do we want to do? My job's already on the line, so we all go from down here.
Well, you're guaranteeing
they're,
the division.
They're already 7.5 up on the Jays, I think 5.5 up on the Rays. Yes, they are winning the division.
Okay.
That is, yeah. What all do we want to do? It's over.
Okay, we'll think of something.
It's May 17th. It's over.
Okay.
I think a real person would bet on the World Series.
No, because I've seen them collapse in the playoffs. But the division's over. They're not playing in a wild card round.
Okay. Well, we'll put something on that.
I was going to jokingly declare them AL East champs this morning because that lead is 5.5 over
aren't
the Rays,
they?
And he beat me to it.
Yeah, right.
And legitimately.
But you're sarcastic. He's serious.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
The whole baseball world thinks the division's over, but I'm the jerk. It's over.
You are the jerk.
They've run away and hid.
It's 5.5 games.
It's 5.5
it could be
games
gone in a month.
Mid-May. It's mid-May.
Because Nestor Cortez is Whitey Ford. That's also that's locked right. in.
Oh, I hope the Pats fire Belichick.
Elsewhere in the American League last night, the White Sox dumped the Twins in 10-5-3. The Angels took a 7-4 loss in Texas. And the Red Sox beat the Astros 6-3. Houston also losing starter Jake Odorizzi to a left leg injury in the fifth inning. He simply crumbled to the grass
scary.
As he left the mound to cover first. He left the field on a stretcher, was on crutches and in a boot postgame. His manager, Dusty Baker.
He's probably doing better than it looked like on the mound. You know, like... He has to go get analyzed, you know, by the doctors tomorrow.
And so we'll have more word tomorrow.
Which is today. For now, the Astros saying it is lower leg discomfort. In the NL last night, the Dodgers held off the Diamondbacks 5-4. The Giants snuck past the Rockies 7-6, extending their win streak head-to-head to 11. And the Brewers blanked the Braves 1-0. Milwaukee NL best 11-4 at home. A quiet night elsewhere without NBA or NHL playoff action. But the Eastern Conference Finals begin tonight as the Heat host the Celtics. Kyle Lowry remains out with that left hamstring issue. And Boston is listing Marcus Smart as questionable with a right mid-foot sprain. Round two begins on ice with the Panthers hosting the Lightning and the Blues in Colorado. Outside the playoffs, the Golden Knights got deboard of Pete after missing the playoffs, so they fired their head coach.
There you go.
And the Isles promoted Lane Lambert to replace Barry Tater Trotz, whom they fired last week.
Good joke, terrible hire.
Thank you, Pete. Deshaun Watson.
Is Trotz going to get a job?
I would think so. As long, if he wants one, yeah. Where do they say he's from? Winnipeg?
Winnipeg. That's the big rumors that he wants to move to the front office in Winnipeg.
There you go. Deshaun Watson's expected to meet with NFL investigators this week in Texas, then host offensive teammates in the Bahamas for some bonding and some football.
Yeah.
Maybe as many as 27 Browns are going, but not Baker Mayfield, according to Cleveland.com. Oh. And Tennessee and Virginia football announcing they'll open the 2023 season in Nashville. The Vols needed a new opponent since BYU is reconfiguring its schedule as it moves to the Big 12. DA, back to you.
Thank you, folks. When we come back here on the show, that story about Deshaun Watson taking his teammates to the Bahamas. Is he trying to buy off his new locker room? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
You guys better be ready to hit the oinks, all right?
Stop telling me to hit the oinks.
I'm going to tell you to hit the oinks.
Stop it.
I'm going to tell you to hit the oinks.
Stop it right now.
The oinks are coming.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Stop it. Stop it right now. Glad you're with us on a Trash Tuesday. Let me know what's bugging you. What are you trashing? By tweeting at me, DA on CBS. Also, the DA show, tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Have us on around the house or around the office to get ready for the day. So, Deshaun Watson is going to have an interesting week. He is going to be interviewed by the NFL. And ultimately, a decision is going to have to be made on his availability for week one and the rest of this season. Ultimately, the decision will now no longer be Roger Goodell's. It will be an individual arbiter. So, in the midst of this, Deshaun Watson is paying to bring his teammates to the Bahamas. And his offensive teammates, they're going to go work out in the Bahamas. Now, if you are Deshaun Watson and you want to get everybody together, all of your offensive teammates, you want to work on some stuff and kind of install some plays and get a good vibe from one another, build a relationship. Certainly, this is a great way to do it. Finding time in the summer, get everybody even away. You want to get them out of Cleveland or wherever they are that they live, get them all together, pay for them to get there. I think that's cool. Do you need to go to the Bahamas? Do you need in May or June to go to the Bahamas to practice football? The answer is obviously no. Obviously, you do not need to do that. You might not want to go to Cleveland. Maybe you want to go to California. Maybe you want to go somewhere else. Maybe you want to go near the beach. It could be in Florida. But do you need to go to the Bahamas with your offensive lineman to practice handoffs to Nick Chubb? The answer is no. And so I think this is a pretty transparent attempt at winning over his teammates. Now look, we would all love to get a free trip to the Bahamas, right? If one of your coworkers came in and was like, I'm paying for everybody, your flights, your hotels, we're going and we're having a corporate retreat in the Bahamas. You're like, cool, sign me up. But you know it's kind of unnecessary. You know the bit is that person is trying to win you over. They're trying to curry good favor. You don't need the trip to the Bahamas. You don't need the corporate retreat. The corporate retreat could be in Nashville. You'd be like, that's awesome. But instead, this corporate retreat is in the Bahamas. You know what that's about. So I wonder if Deshaun Watson is concerned that maybe some of his teammates have a certain idea about him because he forced his way out of Houston because he has all of this allegations, this suitcase of allegations levied against him that he might be suspended to start the season, and he just got paid all of the guaranteed money, that he might wonder if there's some bubbling resentment behind the scenes or at least some questions about, well, who is our guy now? Because, again, you go down the checklist and Deshaun Watson shot his way out of Houston after signing a contract, hasn't played in over a year, just got guaranteed all of the money for his entire contract, and might be suspended this season for allegations of lewd behavior. You know, that might not be a great fit for everybody that's inside that locker room. So Deshaun goes, well, let's get everybody together, and what can I do? I got $250 million guaranteed. We'll take everyone to the Bahamas. How about that? More on the NFL's investigation and what it's going to end up deciding a little bit later on in the show. But when we come back, how about a different quarterback? In the NFC South, could Drew Brees be returning this season? Next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.